let's say, before we start Shear, want to give Shear in this, the Ilui Nishmas, one of the fellows in the shul's mother-in-law died. Her name is Rachel Bas Eliezer. And I want to also give Shear Refu Shleim of Daniel and Pinchas' grandfather, Yehuda Ben Hermina. And my dad should have Refu Shleim too, Simcha Ben Freidaditza. Okay, I'm sorry, I'm going to start Shear a little bit later. Okay. Also, be in touch with Daniel. It would be great if everyone could come to the Shabbaton, okay? March 7th. So Thursday's Purim, and that's the following Shabbos. So it would be wonderful if everyone could try to come. So we want to get the, I have to tell the caterer, be a good thing. Okay. Let's begin, guys. We've got a lot to do, Bishop. Okay. First thing I want to begin with is the following. We had a shiloh of a kasha in the Gemara. What does the Gemara say? The Gemara says, "Mi amar Rav Elazar hachi." Who says Rav Elazar says like this? And Rav Elazar is quoted the Amora as a steer because the only time you asser a woman on her husband is through kinui and steer. Ukamaisha shahaya. So that was the Gemara's kasha, was a steer in Rav Elazar, correct? We got that? You got the Gemara with steer of a Elazar. Okay, that was Gemara. You got it. If you need to look in, Gav, you have. Okay, good. So you have a steer. So I want to just start out with the Ritva. We were in the middle of Tais, we're going to get to that Tais in a minute, but I want to begin with the Ritva. Okay? The Chura, there's a big problem here, right? Because what the Gemara ask? What did the Gemara say when it's in my Kamash Malan? What does my Kamash Malan mean? What's the Chiddush? Pshita. Correct, Shimon. So, Lamaisa, it's a little bit weird. What's weird about it? What's weird about it is at first the Gemara says Pshita, and then the Gemara says you're wrong. You understand what I'm saying? The Gemara asks, my Kamash Malan Rablaza, Pesach Pesuch Matzati Nemel Losov. When you say something's Pshita, what does that imply? More than imply. You're saying you're right, right? You're so right, what you're saying is a davar pashut, no? And then you turn around and you ask you're wrong? You understand what I'm saying? It's strange in the shakla vitaria, in the flow of the Gemara. I want you to get that down. The Gemara asked, my kamash milan, right? And then you have five lines later, oh, mi amar ablazer, achiv amar ablazer. It's bothersome in pshat in the Gemara. You follow what I'm saying? Pinchas, you say, when you say, what's the chiddush? I mean, of course we agree with you. What you're saying is it's a double push. You didn't have to say it. And then we point out a second later you're wrong. The Ritva I gave you was bothered by this kasha. Okay? So the Ritva says that really what the Gemara was saying is that the Gemara was saying what Rabbi Elazar said was already in the Mishnah. And now the Gemara is asking a stira from Rabbi Elazar, b'makom acher. So in other words, it doesn't really answer the kasha, but that's the way the Ritva says. The Gemara was just saying what Rabbi Elazar said was already in Mishnayis, and the truth of the matter is that what Rabbi Elazar is saying seems to be difficult, l'maisa v'makom acher. So that's one pshat the Ritva says. It doesn't really answer it well. It doesn't really answer it so well. And the other pshat is that the Gemara asked, if Rabbi Elazar is being mechadish pesach basuach, because it's barilo, that's already in Mishnayis, and now the Gemara is saying, even if you assume pesach basuach, nevertheless, it doesn't accomplish anything, it's Osir. So Shkoyach, it's found in Mishnayos, but it shouldn't create an Isser. So the second beer is that, okay, what he said is correct, but Lamaisa, is it really correct? You know, what he said is in Mishnayos. So, okay. So both Pshatim and the Ritva necessarily don't really, what I want you to get out of this Ritva is to note that when you read the Gemara. The Gemara asks Pshita, and then the Gemara asks all of a sudden he's wrong. So you have to touch it up a little bit, the Ritva says. You have to say what Rabbi Elazar was already Mishnayis, and we're asking Rabbi Elazar to steer from a makom another place. That's one shot. The other shot is that, okay, you want to say that he's Mechadish Pesach Pasuach, and that Pesach Pasuach is already Mishnayis, but we're asking Lamaisa Pesach Pasuach shouldn't create an Isser. Okay, so that's the first Nekuda I want to point out. Please get that Ritva, but I thought it was an interesting point, because I tell you, I missed it. But that's true. You don't have in Shas my Kamash Malan. And then the Gemara asks five lines later, oh, how could you say that? He said something else. You know what I mean? So that's what the Ritva picks up on. And he wants to say, the Gemara was asking, you already said it, Lamaisin, what he said is Mishnayis, it's a steer to what he said in another place. You want to say what he said is already Mishnayis, why Taka does it Asr? Okay. So we're now in the middle of Taisus. Okay? Zach, you're reading yesterday, okay? Let's continue. What was Taisus again? What's the Kasha to Gemara? How could Rabbi Elazar say, Pesach Pasuach, Miyamar Rabbi Elazar, Hachi, I'll read the Gemara, that line in the Gemara, and then you'll pick it up with Taisus. Vamar Rabbi Elazar, and he should necessarily have Alak Yitzki Kinu Mistirik, my Shaya. The only time you can create an Isser with a married man is what? With Kinu Mistira. Go ahead. Zuck Taisus. No, start from the beginning. Miyamar. Oh, if you tell me that Shavi Nafshe is not believed because you need Kinui and Stira, which we're going to discuss, God willing, believe that we get up to it today. I want to get to it, right? If you want to tell me the only way you can create an Isra to the husband is through Kinui and Stira, what do you do with the Mishnah Kedusha? There was no Kinui and Stira. Now, Ezra pointed out very well in Seder. He said, Rabbi, with the Mishnah Kedushin, Kinyan Stira is inappropriate. There's no Kinyan Stira there, right? He's trying to create a marriage. He's not trying to answer his pre-existing wife. It's an excellent point Ezra made. But it's a great point what he said. But the bottom line is that at the end of the day, we're talking about general Isura. What do you need to create an Isra? The Gemara had said Kinyan Stira. Now what does the Gemara say? The Gemara had said that what? Kinyan Stira is needed. Now the Gemara is saying Pesach Pasuch. That's a Stira. So Tosis asks, Lamais, if Shavi and Asher is not good, if you always need Kinyan Stira, what do you do with the Mishnah? There was no Kinyan Stira there. So Ezra says, Rebbe, but Kinyan Stira is not appropriate there. Okay, you're right. But the bottom line is you shouldn't be able to create an Isser, because Shavi and Asher doesn't exist. You understand what I'm saying? Does everyone cop Ezra's point? It's a good point. Kinyan Stira is not shy from that Mishnah Kedusha. You're trying to create a marriage over there, no? But the bottom line is that to create an Isser, you only can have Kinyan Stira. I don't care what the Isser is. Whether this is to a pre-existing wife or a wife anew. The bottom line is Shavi Nafshe is a zero. If Shavi Nafshe is a zero, what on earth is the Mishnah Kedusha holding? You follow me, Zach? At this point in the Gemara, the Makshin. That's what Makshin means. The one who's asking the Kasha. What is the Pshat in the Mishnah Kedusha? Go ahead.
Yesh Lomar, the spirit of the Makshin. The ain't davar shavarva pachas vishnaim. The afilu ra adam shazita yishto rak shalo hayasham edim lo hayasay nasir shalom.
So what's the ter? Go ahead, Avaha. So what's he saying, Tosis? What's his answer, guys? His answer is that what? The Mishnah Kiddush is not predicated on Shavi Nafshe. What's it predicated on?
Edim.
That he saw I was Mekadosh Be'edim. So since it was Mekadosh Be'edim, and Eid Echad is not good. So Lamaisa, that puts it what? Into the rubric of what? Of Ein Davar Shevir V'Pachas Mishnayim. And therefore the Mishnah Kedusha is not Shevir. But Rabbi Elazar, when he says Pesach Pasuach is Nemo without Edim, that Lamaisa should have no Nemo on this. So the Kasha is a good Kasha. What did everyone think on this Taisus? What bothers you with this Teretz of Taisus? Go ahead, Zach.
If you're going to say that there were Edim for the Kedusha, then how come Himo Teretz B'Kurav How could she be allowed to marry
Israel? So you answer your own Kasha. What's the answer to that? Do we have Adam in front of us? The only way we have Adam is that he said there were Adam. You follow me?
Okay, yeah, yeah.
So that's why from his perspective. See, that's what bothers me with those hysterics. You follow me? You're right, he said there were Adam. But the bottom line is everything's coming from his own pet. So you know what I'm saying? What Tosis is assuming is that fits the rubric of Ein Davar Shevir V'Pachas Mishnayim. Because through his own statement, he said there were Edim, but the bottom line is coming from him. But nonetheless, at least as a Hava, meaning the Makshin held, that even if you don't hold a Shavi Nafshe at all, meaning were there no Edim, this case of Kiddush can be understood because at least you're saying there were Edim. Now I grant you, what I was bothered by is that he's saying there are Edim, which answers your Akasha. Objectively, we don't know there are Edim. He's the one who says there's Edim. You follow what I mean? She doesn't think there was anything. You understand what I'm saying? So I'm saying it's like a blurring both realms of Shavi and Afshe, and on the other hand, Ein Davar Shevir V'Pachas Mishnayim. At least at this point, Tosis is putting under the box of what? Ein Davar Shevir V'Pachas Mishnayim more. You follow what I'm saying? That's what I wanted you to bring out from this Tosis. Yes, Avram, go ahead.
I was saying, it's a, it's a, it'd be becomes a Darshav Era to him, meaning like, that's okay. why reason he's us.
Good, that's what you're saying. That's what Avram's saying. Okay, Avram's saying that it's under the, that's what I'm saying. It's under the box of Ein Davar Shavera. You're saying it even better. To him, it's considered to be a Darshav Era. But I'm saying it's still Noveh from him. But it's still not Shavi Nafshi, otherwise you'd be stuck with the Kasha. So I want you to get that down. That's what I want you to get out of this stasis. Okay? Gabi, you got me, Daniel, clear? You follow me? Because what should bother you is still coming from him. But as Avram saying, it's under the box and they're sure because he's saying they're aiding. By Pes Pesuah, there's no aiding. Yes, Jimmy, go ahead.
Why is she not closer when if he sees her like?
I couldn't hear you. What?
If in the case where it says where he says Ein Davar Shavera Erva Mishnayim Ba'afilu Ra'ah Adam Shizitzah Ish Tov Rak Shelo Shai Sham Eidim Ba'ayah Ne'aseres.
So let's get to that now. Let's get to that now. Okay, that's what we're gonna get to now. What is Taka at this point of the Gemara? We're going to see in the Maskana. Because in the Maskana of Gemara, what's the Gemara say, Beferish? We never will get to it in the Gemara. Pesach Pasu is Kishnei, right? So Tosis has made a statement here that you read nicely, Zach, that even if a husband, God forbid, would see his wife Nazana, as long as there's no Adam, she wouldn't be Usher. So let's investigate that clock. Is that really the truth? Okay? Is that really the truth? Okay? So at this point of the Gemara, let's get down. Tosis holds the Makshin, holds that, yes, Beferish. That if a husband would, God forbid, see his wife being Mizana with Adam, what'll be the din? The din is won't create an Isser. Okay? Tosis says that black on white. Yes, you got me? Yes? It will not create an Isser. So all the Rishonim are bothered by Shimon's Kasha. The Rashba, the Ritva say, what are you talking about? How could that be, even as a Havamina? Eich efshar lomar shim adam roash ishto mezana shetim teres lo. It's nuts. V'chi edim osrim osa? O edim atirin osa? Right? Vada yetzim znus oseres. Objectively, he saw znus. Who cares whether there's no edim? It's nuts what Tosis is saying. Frek the Rashba and the Ritva. A man, a husband sees his wife mezana, she wouldn't be osir? At this point of the Gemara, Tosis says yes, she would not be osir. You need kinuin stiru.
Anyone other than
Tosfos? Let's see. That's what the Rashba, the Ritva ask on Tosfos. Okay. So Memele, what comes out from here, Lamaisa, says the Rashba, that the Kasha the Gemara is as follows. The Kasha the Gemara, and this comes out to be a tremendous chiddush. I want you to get this. They argue and they say that the Kasha the Gemara is who says Rabbi Lazar's usher. Misafik al Bailu without Kinyu and Stira, Rebbe Lazar said the woman's a Neser Sabah Misafik only through Kinyu and Stira. And they bring a Raya from the story of David that there she was not Asan Uriah because it was a Safik whether she was Nivala. Since she was not Asan Uriah, she's not Asan David because the Isser of the Boil is totally on the Isser of the Baal. And therefore, Halacha Lamaisa, that was the Kasha the Gemara. The Kasha the Gemara is who says, Rebbe Lazar says, that he's just nerus himself and got bailed out kinu and stira. We said beferish that it's through kinu and stira. That's the kasha to Gemara. You follow me? The kasha is on kinu and stira. Who said Rebbe Laz is nerus himself? Right? Pesach pasuach. We don't know. So is it asur himself? Rebbe Laz says yes. It's asur himself. The Gemara turns around and says Rebbe Laz says it's only asur himself if you have kinu and stira. That's all. And the story in the Raya is from David HaMelech's story. Because since there was a suffix whether she was Nivola, Gam Sham lo Nesral Uriah, Mishum Shetzlo, by Uriah was a suffix whether she was Nivola. So since she wasn't Nesra on Uriah, it wasn't Nesra on David. So you see, Kinu and Stir is the Iker. That's the Stir, that's the Kash and the Gemara. The Kash and the Gemara, according to the Rashba Lamaisa, is that there's a Stir of the Rashba, the Ran, the Ra, the Ritva, Zethe, the Kash is Lamaisa, Nesra is suffix. Can you Aser a husband and his wife, Lomaisa, without Kinyan Stira, out Suffolk. Rabbi Lazar says, Pesach Pasuach can. Now he turns around, he says, only Kinyan Stira do it. And the Raya is from David HaMelech, where Kinyan Stira did not exist. That's why she was Mutter. That's the Pshat, Lomaisa, in the two, that's the Kasha of the Gemara, according to Rashab and the Ritva. According to Tosfos, Lomaisa, it comes out, Halacha Lomaisa, that even if the guy knows himself, which is much more dramatic, and much more radical, and much more extreme, that according to Rashi Lamaisa and according to Tosfos Lamaisa, that even if a guy would see, it wouldn't create an Isser. That's what the Gemara is driving at. It's a zero. See, according to the Rashba and the Ritva, Daniel, it's much less radical. It's talking about, can you create a suffix alone without kinyan stira? Rabbi Lozer says you can by Pesach Pasuach. Then you turn around here and Rabbi Lozer is saying not that way. Now, please get that down. There are two ways to learn up this Kasha to Gemara. Now, the truth is, says Rabbi Shlomo Eger, please get this down, that it comes out from Tosfos that Pesach Pasuach is believed with what? The way Tosfos learns. What's the Kasha to Gemara? Is Pesach Pasuach alone good? Right? Or do you need Kinyan Stira, correct? Let me ask you a kasha. What happens if there are Edim on Pesach Pasuach? And you didn't see the Bia? What'll be the din? Let's say there were Edim on the actual Pesach Pasuach.
What are the Edim testifying about?
They're saying Pesach Pasuach. Let's say that they saw that there was Dam. They saw the sheet with Dam.
Then he wouldn't come and say Pesach Pasuach.
I'm sorry, not Dam. Let's say they saw the sheet, there was no Dam. They saw the sheet, there were no games. No one put any new sheets in. What'll be the din if they testify on Pesach Pasuach? What do you say? And they didn't see the bia. He wants to say, you see from Tosfos, it's usher. Just like by Kedushin, you need two Edim. What happens if Edim see the ring in the hand of the man, and a second later they see the ring in the hand of the woman, and they didn't see the giving over of the ring? What's the din? She's Mekudeshes. She's Mekudeshes, according to the Beis Shmuel, even as a Simon Beis, Men Beis, Sifkot, and Yud Beis. I call that the photographer case. The photographer gets in and blocks you, and you're the Eid of Kedushin. So you didn't see the Nesinus Tatabas. According to the Beis Shmuel, it's a good Kedushin. So too here, if they saw Pesach Pasuach, it's Vadai Shenivolo. Allah Kalamaisa. It's Vadai Shenivolo. They know for sure the sheet was clean. So I want you to get that down. If Shlomo Eger's Medayek from Rashi Taisus, Allah Kalamaisa, they're Medayek from Rashi Taisus, that if there were Edim that there was Pesach Pasuach, even though they didn't see the Bia, she would be awesome. Okay? So let's summarize what we have.
Doesn't mean Pesach Pasuach.
What'd you say?
No blood doesn't necessarily mean Pesach Pasuach.
Why was there no blood?
Because
we're not Kaishish Lamaisa. We're not Kaishish for that. Rove is not Mukasaitz.
Rashi talks about all these cases where
we're not Kaishish.
He said Pesach Pasuach and he said...
Let's say they know Pesach Pasuach. Let's say they checked her. Give a better example. Let's say they checked her. They checked her. They didn't see the bia, but they checked her. What'd you say, like the whole mahalach we had by Eliezer, right? So maybe, okay, give a different scenario. But they saw, there were eight and there was Pesach Pasuach, let's say. Let's say they checked her before she was with the chassan, let's say. But they didn't see the bia. She still would be usher. That's what I want you to get down from Tosfos, okay? So please, let's summarize. Lefi Rashi, Lefi Tosfos. At this point of the Gemara, then, if a husband sees his wife mezaneh, she would not be usher. You need dafke kinyan stira. He himself saw it, forget about it. The Rashba, the Ran, the Ra, the Ritva, Daniel say that's unfathomable. That is unfathomable. And therefore the kasha, the Gemara is, can you create an isser on your husband, on himself to the wife, through a suffix? So one statement is yes. The other statement is the only way you can do it through kinyan stira. But the other Rishonim say, Pinchas, if you saw for sure the wife was Mizana, of course it would be Usser. The whole Shiloh, the Gemara, is in the realm of Suffolk. He didn't see the Bia. Let me ask you, if you'd have read this Gemara, did he see the Bia? He didn't see the Bia. He saw Pesach Pasuach. Right? He didn't see that she was Nivellus. They take it to an extreme, this Rash, this Tosfos, no? The Eshlomar, the Svirlin, the Machin, and Dabashir, Rabos, Mishnah, Filu, Ra, Adam. Say the other Rishonim, Zach. That line, write that down. That line, underline it 50 times. That line is wrong, say the Rosh and the Ran. You don't have to say that in the Gemara. That's why the Shlomo Eger's Medayik from Tosfos. Get it down. That's why the Shlomo Eger's Medayik from Tosfos. Even if there are Edim, that there was Pesach Pasuach, Gabi, she's usher. I didn't see the B, I don't care. It doesn't make a difference. According to Tosfos, Tosfos says, Allah l'maisa, he says, your nema number is Pesach Pasuach below Edim. That was the kasha of the Gemara. Rabbi Lozer says, your nema without Edim. Not only that, if you brought Edim that it was Pesach Pasuach without Nivolo, she would be Neseris. She would be Neseris. That's what they understood from Rabbi Lozer's first comment. If your Pesach Pasuach is good, he's believed to make her usher. Even if there are Edim on Pesach Pasuach, it's good enough to make her usher. Even if he didn't l'maisa. That's what he wants to tell, even if they didn't see the beat. Okay? But the kasha to Gemara, that's on the Havim, the first step. But the kasha to Gemara says you're not Neman at all, even if you saw her. The other Rishonim don't even go to that way. Yes, go ahead, Gabi.
Can I ask you a different question on Tosfos here?
Yeah, real quick. Go ahead.
We just said that the Mishnah is different because there's Edom there, right? The Mishnah is different in Kyushin because there's Edom
there. He says there are Edom there.
So why is that not the answer to Kamash Malam? The difference between...
That's what the Shita asks. Let's get it down. That's what the Shita asks. Get it down. The Shita quotes one of the Gedolei Ador Shelofanenu. That's what I gave you. He says, I don't understand. He says, what the Gemara said, Ma'akamash Malan Kedushin. There he claims there he was Makadosh in front of Edom. Here, it's Pesach Basuach not in front of Edom. So what do you mean, Ma'akamash Malan? Pesach Basuach is without Edom. I'm saying that in the Maskanit. But in the Kasha of the Gemara, that's what he's being Makadosh. So what's the Gemara asking, Ma'akamash Malan? That's what one of the Gedolei Ador asks, Shelofanenu. Get that down. The Shittim Gebetz, ask that Kasha. That's what I gave you in the Mar Makoimus. So what's the answer to the Kasha?
Wait, what is he being
the Gemara asks, my Kamash Mlad. What's your blood being Makadosh? I'll tell you what he's being Makadosh. In Kedushin, he said his Makadosh with Aiden. Here he said, Pesach Pesach with no Aiden. That's the Kiddush. So what are you asking, my Kamash Mlad? You follow me? So you know what he answers? There are two different Makshanim. The one who said, my Kamash Mlad, the one that said, my Kamash Mlad is what? Is not the same one that what asked this Kasha. You follow me? The my kamash malan is not the same one who's asking this kasha. So the maisa, since there are two different ones, you can't. Okay, that's what he wants to tell you. Yes, Avon.
So didn't we say earlier, a few shiurim ago, that even though I think we could defend Tosfos and say that we're not going to be able to oser him and base him, but he has a chiyuv on himself to be oser to him, meaning that since there are no eidim, he can't go to base him. And say it happened, but he has an individual
chiyuv. But Tosfos doesn't say that. Tosfos says he's not Neman.
He's not going to be Neman, exactly. And basically, he's not going to be Neman to Oser himself.
No, that's not what Tosfos is saying. Tosfos is saying, why is it Nesrul Love? He says, why is it Nesrul Love? She's completely mutter.
And basically, he's not going to be able to Oser.
No, I think he means why is it Nesrul in general. Like, if Tosfos pushes. Tyson's push-up shot is holding Shavi and Afshi anyways. We didn't know, you said yourself in Seder. So the pashtus is that what? It's not anything, Lamaisa. Not like that sheet that we said earlier that he himself, you know, could say, you know, Pesach Pesuch with 1,000. I mean, Shavi and Afshi with 1,000, Sveikis. You get the impression of Tyson's Lamaisa, like you were saying in Seder. Therefore, it's a zero. Okay, I hear what you're the pashtus is not the way. I hear what you're saying, but I'm saying even you yourself said it's Shavi and Afshi Lamaisa. Either Neman or not Neman. Done. Lo Haisa Nesra Lo. No answer. Okay, one sec. We got to go fight. Okay, let's go fight. I'm just saying that Shittim Kabetz's answer is that they're two different makshonim.
How does that answer it?
Because you can't say if it's the same person's asking the kasha. What'd you ask my kamash malan? There's a chiddush between the two. There's a difference. It wasn't the same one who asked the kasha.
Tell why I can think of my answer to that.
I'm just saying that the Gemara is not concerned with that problem because the one who asks my kamash malan is not the same one who asks. Mi Amar Rabba Zolahach. That's all.
Correct, but couldn't they have answered with that?
Okay, maybe you could have answered that, but I'm saying, the Gemara, she's saying, don't be bothered by this. Two different makshonim. Okay? All right, fine. Very good. The pashtus is like, and that's all, she's not usher at all. Okay? I hear what you're saying, but the pashtus is completely mutter. That's what bothered the Rishonim. If you're right out from the Rishonim, you shouldn't have been bothered by it. They can't fathom this. Okay. Viter now. Let's see Viter, Zach, in the Gemara. Go ahead. Let's go. So what does Gemara say?
Where do you want to start from?
Where are we at? Mi Amar Rabbi Elazar Hachi. Let's go. Mi Amar Rabbi Elazar Hachi. So what do you mean? You need Maisha Shahaya. Now what do we say about Maisha Shahaya? What's Maisha Shahaya? Maisha Shahaya, there's a what? There was Stira, but there was no what?
Kinui.
There was no Kinui. So you see that what? Gemara asks, go have a Tisbrook. Gemara gets off on a tangent. There was stira, but there was no kinui. Ba'od mi asrua. She wasn't asr. David HaMelech remained married her afterwards. You should have said asr l'ba'al, asr l'ba'al. So Gemara answers, go ahead. There's fakir. The story shows it was lacking kinui and stira. Memelitz mutter. But we're still back to our kasha. Mikol makol. Stira, go ahead. Ulitaimech means according to your reasoning. Wait, read the Tysus. Kinui Stira. Oh, so you get the impression from Tosfos that what? How do you think Tosfos learned Pesach Pasuach? Kamash Malan.
Kimle,
that he's what?
He's Kimle.
That the Kamash Malan is that he's a Baki. That's what it seems from Tosfos. Gemara says, Kimle is Tirin, Adim Lo. What are you talking about? Adim? Adim's the greatest thing in the world. Of course, Adim answers. And Pesach Pasuach is like Adim. You notice what I'm saying? He came into Kimle. It's Mashram Tosfos that he learned the what? The Kamash Malan is Kimle. Go ahead. One sec, Pinchas. Go ahead.
Ella.
There it is. Go ahead. So why didn't she also by David HaMelech? Why did he marry her? He was Ma'anasar. Okay? He was Ma'anasar. Zok Taisus, Zok the Rashi on the bottom. Mipnei Ma. So what does Rashi say? How does Rashi learn up this kasha? That what? That there were Edom. Right? Go ahead. Zok Taisus on the bottom. Dinahi means granted. The Adua L'Rabim. What do you think he was bowler in front of people? Chas v'shalom. Now what does this mean? Malchus shebeferes. It means like a tube. It means liquid going into a tube. It's a way of Naki to say Yanit Sneas. So what does it mean? He says he can't believe Rashi. What he ate him saw that David HaMelech was bowled by Shev in public, like Malchus shebeferes. Now I want you to get this down. If you look up the Gemara in Makkos and Zayin Amar Aleph, the Lashon Gemara is Kederach HaMenafin. Kederach HaMenafin. What is Kederach HaMenafin? Like adulterers, like the man is on top of the woman. You have to actually see the Aver. You follow me?
Yeah, right.
So I'm saying Tais is a bit of a Pella the way he quotes it. But nonetheless, he says this was ridiculous. You can't say that's what he meant, that's what happened.
Doesn't the Gemara use that Lashon?
I think the Gemara's Lashon is Kederach Shemanafin. First it says that, and then it backs out of it, no?
Right.
Let's
maybe,
take a look.
Maybe Tos is just, like...
Maybe Tos just quoting the Lashon,
the
Lashon.
The
Gemara says, Damar Shmuel, Kimanafin, Kimishiru Manafin. Line before is Abai, Rabbi, Damar Tavai, Ritim, Kimach Shemafiris. Rabbana, Hechi, Dana, Kishmuel, Damar Shmuel, Maaf, Kederach Shemanafin. Yeah, but I'm saying, the Maskana was, you don't have to see Kimach Shemafiris. I'm saying, Allah HaLamaisi, you don't have to see it.
Right,
but I'm saying the Gemara in Makkos distinguishes between the two levels. There's Kemachos Shebefeferes, and then there's a more general, like Rashi says, Mishira Menafin, Zayin Amenalef, Makkos. Shira Menafin, Shenigu Inyan Niuf, Sheshokfin, Mekiru Basar, Benog, and Kederach Tashmish. But you don't see the, you don't have to see the Makkos Sneas. So I'm just going to want you to write in your notes. Tosfos Lamais is making it more dramatic. You know what I'm saying? Okay, but even if you say Kederach HaMenafin, still it's a pell on Rashi. What, he did it in front of the Oilam? Go ahead. So what does he say? Venera Lari. David knew he was bowler. Go ahead. Even though he did tshuva, look at how many prokim tell him about it. Go ahead. Ikva, what does ikva mean, guys? What is ikva mean? Don't skim. We always say don't skim. What is ikva? What does it mean? But what does it mean here? It means he married her. Ikva, he stayed with her his whole life. That's what ikva means. Glad you guys asked. Don't ever be embarrassed. Well, bai shen lo me. Go ahead. And if she was usher, that tzaddik never would have taken her. David HaMelech, he never would have married her. So Lamaisa, please get it. Machlokas Rashi Taisus. How do you learn the Kashim name La Luasrua? Rashi says there were Edim. So if there were Edim, Halach Lamaisa, then what? How could he, what, he was Mizana with her? Surula Baal, Surula Baal. You got a problem. Edim saw the Bia. Zok Taisus, Edim saw the Bia? Kemachos Shemafiris, or even Kederach Shemanafin? Of course not. So how does Taisus learn? Pesach Pasuach. He knew he was Boler. And as Daniel pointed out in Gabi beautifully, they said, Rebbe, what's the usage of Pesach Pasuach? I said, it's a great point. Here, Pesach Pasuach, just time you had Bia. Right? In the beginning of the Suya, Pesach Pasuach was she was an Arusa. We don't want to know what she was, Sula or Bula. Here it just means that what? You were Boler. The phrase Pesach Pasuach here in this context is a great point you guys made. It means that you were Boler. He knows he was Boler. If he knows he was Boler, Asur Labal, Asur Labal, you're done. How could you marry him? Now there's a third shot, which Avram suggested very beautifully. One sec, Johnny. The Taisa Rusher I gave you says the phrase, Hein Heide Eidi Yichud, Hein Heide Eidi Biyah. There is a Gemara in Gittin and Pei Aleph, Machlokes B'Sham B'Silo, but there is a concept called Hein Heide Yichud, Hein a bia. You see them go into a room, you can assume they had bia. So the Toysa Rosh says they saw Batsheva taken, you could assume they had bia. So that's what the Toysa Rosh says. So Avram wanted to suggest, I thought it was a good suggestion in Seder. He said, Mimin Losru al Dovashar Adim Harbe Yadu. What does Yadu mean? Rashi didn't mean that they saw the bia. Rashi's saying many people saw her taken. So maybe Rashi means like the Toysa Rosh. I thought it was a very excellent horror that Avram pointed out. But I want you to get down. Poshim shot three shittas. Rashi, Tosfos Rosh. Maybe you could say that Tosfos Rosh shot him shot in Rashi. Okay? And that would forever Tosfos Kash on Rashi. Because he didn't literally mean it. Yes, Johnny, go ahead.
If you take Tosfos' answer where he says, David is like Pesach Pasuach and like Kamot Shteyedim.
Yes.
How can you say in the previous Tosfos that if a guy objectively sees his wife being Mizana, that he can't?
That was the Shakla Tari. That was the Havamina. We're at the Maskana now. Yeah, the Maskana. We're at the Maskana now. Pesach Pasuach Kishneidim. That's the Maskana. The Maskana is, how do you asser a married woman on a man that's married to her? Either with Adim or Kinu and Stira with what? With one aid we wrote on the board yesterday? Correct? Or what's the third way? If I ask you guys, the Maskana, you got a married couple. How does a husband asser her? How could a woman become married? Become usher? Two Adim saw she was Mizana. Two Adim on Kinu and Stir, and one Aid saw the Bia. And what's the third way? Pesach Pasuach. Pesach Pasuach, Halachalo Maisa, is considered like two Adim. She was Machish, or she was quiet. That's Raglaim Ladavra, she was Nivellus V'Isser. That's Kamo Raglaim Ladavra. He was Boler in the beginning of the Sugya. You were with another man. She denied it, she was quiet. Halachalo Maisa, that's like Raglaim Ladavra to two Kinu and Stir. Okay? In fact, the Ra'ah, I want you to get it down. The Ra'ah says, Pesach Pasuach Shnei Adim, because Yadua Shenivolo, there's Reclaim Ladover. Well, what's that, Avram? It's like, it's seeing two Adim that saw there was Bia. We don't know whether it was Onus or Ratzel. There were two Adim that saw there was Bia. It's like two Adim that saw there was Bia. We don't know if, you asked this yesterday, Gabi. You see two Adim that she was Mizana. You don't know if she was raped. Maybe she was raped. What's the answer? Asur Misafek. Same halacha here. Two Adim, see the Bia, we assume she's Asur Misafek. We don't know, she's Asur. Pesach Pasuach, the same thing. Kishnei Adim. Pesach Pasuach is like Shnei Adim. It's like Raglaim Ladover. Halacha Lomaisa. And therefore she's going to be Asur. She'll be Asur. Oh, so that's what we have to discuss. That's what we have to discuss, Halacha Lomaisa, the guy with these details of this, okay? To what degree? We assume.
The Tosas of Rosh answer, the Hein Adim.
We paskin like that, yes. Eide Yichud also. As long as it's his man of Bia, that's how you have Eide Yichud at a wedding. Okay?
Torah doesn't hold like
that, I'm saying? No, everyone holds like the Maskan is Pesach Pasuach Kishneim, Dami. The Maskan is Kishneim. So what does that mean? Everyone holds like that. The Gemara says, I'm just saying, what's the Maskan?
Torah says in the beginning that no one actually saw them. So what about that?
What do you mean?
Why is that?
The Maskan of the Gemara, Gabi, is that what?
Right now, which you just did.
Yeah, Tosfos isn't in my name, I lost Ruah. What's wrong?
Tosfos did see the actual action.
What do you mean? Tosfos is the Pshat in the Gemara. The Pshat in the Gemara. Also, Maisa Be'edim have it. So why weren't they Usher? They should be Usher. Pesach Pasuach is like Shnei Edim. How do you create an Isser in a marriage? Either through Edim seeing the Bia, or Edim on Kinyan Tzir with one Ed on the Bia, or Pesach Pasuach. And Pesach Pasuach says the Ra'ah is like what? Two Adim. That Yadua she's Nivel is Raglaim Ladavar. It's like two Adim seeing a Bia. They don't know if she was raped or not. We still ask her Misafik. That's how you learn up Pshat in the Gemara. That's the Chiddush. Yeah, go ahead, Avram.
Aser to David.
Yeah, nurse, how do you know? We Aser.
Tosa is saying not, a little differently that you're not, it's not Mishnei Ma'alasir L'Uriya, Ma'alasir
L'Uriya. L'David, the Gemara. Right, the Gemara says that. Everyone learns like that. Why wasn't she Aser L'Maisa and David HaMelech? Right? That's on. Does everyone follow that? That's the way we read the Gemara. Asru is on David HaMelech. How could David HaMelech marry her? Through Ayideh Baal and Boyle.
So
that's the Chiddush of the Gemara.
So we say nowadays if a man's married to a woman and someone sees that woman going to the house of the man, do we say that he's
Asru? Not without Kinyu and Stira. You need Kinyu and Stira. You need Kinyu and Stira.
Nowadays,
we assume not that way. That's a machlokes b'sham b'sul. Somehow the Taisa Rush is saying that for this pshat in the Gemara. We don't assume like that. You need kinu. You need kinu and you need stir.
Yeah, how does Hanan and Yehud
No, you don't assume that it's in place of it. The Eid Yichud is like that there were bia. That's the shita. Allah l'maisa.
Meaning, what's the
difference? Why do you need kinui then? Because yeah. What is kinui according to Beishamai? Maybe you don't even need kinui according to Beishamai.
This is Sheikh's Beishamai.
Yeah, that's Sheikh's Beishamai. I don't know why the Taisa Rush says that, Lamaisa. That's why I'm a little hesitant to say that's what Rashi meant, Lamaisa, because that's Beishamai Sheikh. Okay? All right. Fine. Very good. So we have the Pshat in the Gemara now. Okay? Pinchas, you had a Kasha before?
No.
You got a Klor? Okay. Now let's get this, guys. Okay? Halach Lamaisa. Halacha l'maisa. The Gemara says, please get it, in the Maskanas of Gemara, that she was raped. Yes? She was raped, right? That's why David HaMelech was able to marry her. It's a strange thing. The fact that he raped her, he gained an advantage with it. Because she wasn't Aser L'Uriya. Memela, she wasn't Aser L'Uriya. She's Muteris to her Baal. Who's who? Who's David HaMelech? Correct? Clear? That's the Gemara's answer. It's very strange. Now, Ezra brought up yesterday that I saw. I want you to get this down. We were all a little bit uncomfortable saying that David HaMelech was Ma'aneser. He forcefully took her. So the Atzi HaRozum says, we don't find, and Avram mentioned this also, we didn't find in the Psukim that she was raped. So the Atzi HaRozum says, please get it. When a Melech asks you to do something, you do it. Not that he physically, you know, was Ma'aneser. But we deemed it as an onus, because you're not going to refuse the melech. That's a little bit more palatable. I like that pshat very much. David HaMelech, haya oso tzaddik, do such a thing? So this is what, I want you to get this. Okay? Oh. Now based on this, comes out an amazing chiddush. Okay? Based on this, comes out an amazing chiddush. And that is that the din is the following. And the Beis Shmuel says like this in the Shulchan Aruch. Okay? Just like there's a halacha of Asura Labal, Asura Laboel, what does it always start one? Asura Labal, Asura Laboel, yes? He also wants to say it works the reverse. There's a klal of Asura Laboel, Kach Asura Labal. Please get that down. Let's write it down. The Beis Shmuel has such a klal. I gave it to the Maror Makomos. And the Dogem Ravava says we have no such rule. It's ridiculous, says the Dogem Ravava.
How would that work?
Oh, I want you to get this. Why does he say it's ridiculous? If you had the bowl was a coin, and he raped an Eishes Yisrael, what would be the din? You would tell me, oh, that since he's usher to her, he's the bowl, then it would create an issue to the husband? That's ridiculous. An Eishes Yisrael's wife that's raped is for sure mutter. So I want you to get that down. So Machlekes the Beis Shmuel's a pella. The Dogem Ravava says a pella to say such a klop. A pella, absolute pella. But what emerges is that I want you to get this. If you have a man that is married and his wife, God forbid, is raped, and then he divorces her, that rapist could marry her, according to this teretz in the Gemara. Please get it. Okay? And that's what the Piskat Taisus. You know what the Piskat Taisus is? In the end of the Masechta, it's always the summary Pesachim of Taisus. In Shabbos, Tafnun Vavun, after Masel Lekuchen, he paskins that if a woman is married and she's raped by a man and then her husband divorces her, she can marry the guy. Because Asura Labal, Asura Labal, but he's not Asura Labal. So if there's no Asura Labal, there's no Asura Labal. Amazing. And that's exactly what our Gemara is saying, black on white. And we're saying it's a little more palatable. It wasn't honest or physically, you just asked, like you had said, Ezra. Oh, however, the Beis Shmuel writes in Simen Yud Aleph and Sifkat and Gimel in Shulchan Aruch, please get it, and we'll get to that Blin Eder tomorrow, that the second teretz of the Gemara is that he what? He divorced her, Uriah. Anyone who went out to battle gave her a get. We'll get to the details when we get to that sugya. Was it Lemafreya? Was it right away? But the bottom line is, the second teretz says they were divorced. What does that imply, says the Beis Shmuel? The Beis Shmuel says, in what's the din in such a case? That if you have a married woman and a guy, and she's raped, can the Ma'anis marry her later? No. There's a fundamental machlokas in the two terutzim in the Gemara. And Lamaisa Toslos in Shabbos has to be going like the first teretz. And the Tyson Sota on Chav Zayinim and Beis, that says the Yushalmi says that if a boyal, a ma'anis, did it on purpose, us or forever, even though she remains mutter to her husband, must be that Tyson Sota holds like which teretz in the Gemara? Like the second teretz. Tyson quotes the Yushalmi and Sota that she's also forever to the guy. So it's a fundamental machlokes, guys, between the two days in the Gemara. Daniel, you got me? If you have a person that rapes a married woman, and then the guy divorces her, does he remain with her forever? Yes, first Terence says, Dominah Melch Mary Batsheva. Second Terence says, no, he divorced her. But if he would have raped her, second Terence says what? He would be awesome. You got this, Clore?
But it says why would the second Terence would she be
awesome? Because the Gemara came out of a different Terence. So you want to know what the Lumdus is, Pinchas? Good. Pinchas is asking it, I'll tell you what the Lumdus is. What are the two Makaros in the Tanoim for Asur Labal, Asur Labal? Rebbe Kiva and Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Get it down. Is it the extra vav of benitma? Is it the extra vav of benitma? Or is it the fact that tomb was mentioned twice in that parsha? If it's the extra vav, Pinchas, that shows the boel is tuffle to the who? To the baal. You follow me? It shows you the boel is tuffle to the baal. If the baal is mutter, because his wife was raped, Nachum, so therefore the bowl remains mutter. But if it's two separate words, v'nitma, then they're two separate isurim. And the husband can remain mutter, but the bowl will be usher forever. A beautiful shtickle. It's a beautiful shtickle to be told we in that. Okay? Who says this? Who says this? The Chassam Sofer says this. The Chassam Sofer says this shtickle tire. That Mishnah Sota, I think it's a Chav Zayin Abeis, gives you two Makaros. Rabbi Kiva learns it out from what? The Vav of Venitma. And Rabbi Nakadosh learns it out from Venitma Shnei Pa'amim. Okay? So it's totally on that, Halach Lamaisa. I want you guys to get this. Beautiful Nafkamin. Okay? Alright? What's the din in this case? They're arguing what was the story. Okay? And it's a fundamental Machlaikis. Okay. Now let's take this a step further. Please get this. There's a big shiloh. Gabi, you got this? The two terutzim are fighting on this din. And it's told at which mocker? Oh. So this is, brings us to the following shiloh. Very important. Halacha l'maisa in the maskana. As everyone said, Gabi said, and Avram said, Pesach pasuch is kishnei. Okay? How far do we take this halacha? Please, let's get this. Okay? The Rishash writes, right here, the Rishash writes, let's say a boel comes over to a married husband and says, you know, that he was boel his wife. He says to him, he was boel, the boel says to the baal that he was boel his wife. What's the din? And the baal doesn't believe him. What's the halacha? Listen to this, guys. It's an amazing Rishash. You know what he says? Since the husband doesn't believe her, believe him, he's mutter to his wife. You follow me? Because he's mutter to his wife, the boel is mutter. You take a asur labal, asur labal to the extreme. The boel is coming and saying that he was boel her. He says to the guy. The guy doesn't believe him. If the guy doesn't believe him, he remains mutter to his wife. The mela does it have to the boel as well. Isn't that amazing? That's what the Rishash is machadish. Unbelievable. So everyone, the Gedolei Achronim can't say this is nuts. Rabbi Kivager asks, he says, if it's Yadua to the Baal, the Fimash Yadua Le Baal Har Yasur Le Baal. The Baal just doesn't know that she's Asur. Mashenkin Ba'onis, it's not Asur Min Adin. The Rabbi Kivager says it can't be like this. Rabbi Kivager says it can't be. Halach, one sec. It can't be like this. Lefimash Yadua Le Baal, she's Asur Le Baal. Just happens to be the Baal doesn't want to believe him. Okay. But that issue should remain. And the rush that's like this in the Chuvis, Johnny, that if the Baal knows that he was Baaler, she's usher to him. Even though the Baal, she's Muteris. And says the Maritats the same thing. He says against the Rishash. Allah
Lamaisa. Who is Maritats and who?
Maritats and Rabbi Kivager and the rush and the Chuvis are rush. Klal Lamed Bey Sif Tevav. To what degree do we say Asur Le Baal, Asur Le Baal? Is it so elastic? Is it so elastic that it can, you know what I mean by elastic? You can extend it to all different cases and say, oh, if the husband thinks it's okay, they're there for the Baal, even though the Baal knows, or no. That's only in the case of onus will we say that. Halacha l'maisa. So it's an amazing, amazing chiddush. In fact, one sec, Ben, the Rav Shach, Zecha Tzadik L'Brochit, in his Sefer, Hilchos Sota, Perek Beis, Halacha Yud Beis, says he can't believe the Rishash. The reason why the onus is muteris labal is not because the isur labal is totally labal. This is totally betumah. And the onus is not tumah. But in this case, there is tumah. He's saying there's tumah. The truth is, though, the Taisa Rosh seems to be mashbal like the Rishash. And the Rav Paulim seems to be mashbal like the Rishash as well. And the Chsam Sofer and the Chuvis Ibn Ezra Chelakal Simin Chavav is Naktu Lahater. In this case, and Rav Moshe says it's a Pella. So I want you guys to get this down. We're going to the heart and core of Asur Le Baal, Asur Le Baal. Do you take it to the nth degree and say, Al Pidin, the Baal doesn't believe her? He's Mutter to her. I don't care whether the Baal says that he was Mizana. Because Pesach Pasul Kishnei Edim has to be viewed through the what? Through the lens of Echel Le Baal, Echel Le Baal. And if there's no issue created to the Baal, then it's okay to the Baal, even though he claims what? Pesa Pasuach. And the other Gedol Achroinim, Maritats, they say it's against, it's a Chuvas Arash is against the Rishash. The Tazarash is like the Rishash. And they say, no, it can't be. The only time you see Asur Le Baal, Asur Le Baal is by an onus. If she's raped, fine. She remains mutter to what? To her husband. So she'll even remain mutter to the rapist. That's objective. But that's not where he's coming and saying what? Halacha l'maisa, that he was Baal or Baratzim, right? You guys got to get this machloikas down. It's machloikas ledinit, remoishin the chuvis, even the ezer. Chelik al simin chavav. I'm sorry, even ezer simin yudal. Chelik al says it can't be. Can't understand this because I'm sorry. Yes, Ben, go ahead.
That if he believes the Baal that he said that he had relations with, then he is usher to her. So wouldn't it be all the more so if he sees her having relations, that he'd be usher with her?
Yeah, no problem if he sees, but we're talking about he doesn't believe him.
Right, Tosfos says that if he sees her, he's still not usher to her. He can't be usher. He can't make
that was in the Havamina of the Gemara. That was the Kasha. The Maskon is the what? What's the Maskon? Maskon is Pesach Pasul Shneim. He is usher.
Okay.
Well, I'm talking about a case where the husband doesn't believe the Baal. So he remains mutter to her. What about the Baal? Everyone agrees the Baal, husband doesn't have to believe the guy and he's mutter to her. But is the Baal later on in life, if he divorces her, if he dies, is he mutter to her? So Rishash says yes. So other Achronim say, no, that can't be. Do you view Pesach Shneim through the lens of Echad Labal, Echad Labal? To that degree, the Rishash has such a chiddush. Amazing chiddush. It's a Pella. Yes, Ezra, go ahead.
I say also that Tosfos is supporting that also in the Gemara, because what he says, he explains what was the question, if Neimalo Asura, is that David knew that, I mean, he had Vadai, that he had be with her,
yes.
And then that was the question. The answer was no, because it was Nenas.
Right.
But maybe he would go along with the same thing, that since the Baal, if the Baal knows that he had be with her, then obviously she would be Asur to him, to the Baal. Meaning since David knew that he was Baal...
Right, but I hear what you're saying. You don't necessarily know if Uriah, you know, would have agreed to it or not. You understand what I'm saying?
But you're saying regardless of Uriah or not, David would have been... Oh, you're saying that...
Still Tosfos might have said that if Uriah didn't believe him, you know, maybe Taka, there would be no Isser. Here, this is in a vacuum. You don't know what Uriah was thinking, exactly.
And also, can
you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, and also you can't bring Uriah, but it's a good point. Yeah, go ahead.
Also, question on those that say that he would still be mutter to her.
Yes.
Why don't we just say Shabi Nafshe, though?
You mean according to the Rishash, you mean?
Yeah.
That's a good point. There's the Rishash said she's completely mutter, even to the Baal. So Ezra says, what about Shabi Nafshe?
There's a puzzle.
So I think the answer is, a little bit like Daniel's saying, she wasn't usher to the Baal. So in other words, it disallows you from saying Shabi Nafshe.
That's how Shabi Nafshe works, though. Shabi Nafshe works.
Yeah, okay. If you hold it to Namanis, then it's much easier. If you hold it to Midin Neder, then I hear your Kasha. But if you hold it to Midin Namanis, like Daniel's saying, she's mutter to the Baal, she's mutter to the Baal. I don't care what you say. And even if you hold Neder, then Nehugim, like I was saying, Avram and Seder, Nehugim of the Neder are Chal. But it's a good point. It's a good point. But I want you guys to know this. The truth is, there any Rishon like the Rishash? Please get it down. Yes. I found the Rishon. The Meiri says like this. The Meiri says in the Darim Daf Sadi that if the husband does not believe the woman, if the husband does not believe the Baal that she was Mizana, then in Chanami, everything's okay. Okay? Not considered to be an Isser. So it could be there's a Rishon like the Meiri, and or Samech, and the Chuvis points out this Meiri. So we do have a Machlekes in Rishonim. It's interesting, the Chuvis HaRosh is against the Rishash, and the Tais HaRosh is like the Rishash. So it's not just the Meiri, it's the Tais HaRosh as well. So we found two Rishonim like this, that like the Rishash. But I want you to get this, the heart and core of that Halacha. Okay. Very good now. Now let's get to the following. Oh. Lamaisa, again, this is all theoretical. It shouldn't be a practical shiloh, you know what I'm saying? The boil comes forward. A guy doesn't believe, first of all, it's a tragic case, right? And then you have to have the guy divorce her or die, and then the shiloh is the boil, you know what I mean? Okay. Sure, these are all theoretical, but we have to know the din, because it speaks to hardcore vechel abalachel boil. Okay, now I want to get to the following now. Let's get this. Lefi Rashi v'taisvis. Lefi Rashi v'taisvis. Listen to this. How did Rashi and Tosfos learn the kasha mipnei ma lo asrua? No. How did Tosfos and Rashi and Tosfos learn mipnei ma lo asrua? What do you say? Because why? There were no Edim, right? There were no Edim. So how is what? Without Edim, she's not neseris, right? So Rashi said there were what? Rashi said there were Edim. Yeah. Rashi says there were Edim, and Tosfos says lamaisa. That Pesach Pasuch is Ke'edim. Yeah? So, Lamaisa, the Rambam says, please get it. I gave you the Rambam. In Hilchos Sanhedrin, Perek Tetzayin Alach Avov, that an Eid Echad is believed to say that a woman is a Zona. An Eid Echad is believed to say that a woman is a Zona and she's also to a Kohen. That's not considered Dover Shabir, but it's Isser. So, an Eishes Kohen, why is she not Usher and her husband in Shavi Nafshe? It's Isuri. Right? It's Isurim. So why can't you say an Isser Zona is considered, is the Isser Zona considered a Davar Shemirva? Why does everyone say when it comes to a husband and wife, you need a Ein Davar Shemirva Pachas Mishnayim? Everyone says you need a Davar Shemirva Pachas Mishnayim. Why is that? Why do we assume like you need Ein Davar Shemirva Pachas Mishnayim? Why is that? The first Toshis you learn, Ein Davar Shemirva Pachas Mishnayim. Why?
Isn't that a
No, so the Avnei Meluyim says that an echad is neman, that she's a zona, but that doesn't ask her on her husband, right? That's a specific issue, she can't marry a kohen, just like chaylev. A person could say this piece of meat is chaylev. But lo tziyumi baila daniel, that's called davar shemirva, you need shnayim. So too, a man is married to his wife. You want to ask her him on his wife? You want to ask her on him? You need two edim. That's called a davar shemirva. Plus the fact the stipler adds on, a married woman that's raped is also the kohen, that's called tumah. Gemara in Yevamos and in Vavim and Alf Tum is called the Davar Shemirva. So please get that down. I gave it to you. To declare someone as a Zona, you have a single woman that she was Mazana with a, she lived with a Goy, she's done. She can't marry a Kohen. You only need one aid for that. But to take away a woman from her husband, that's Davar Shemirva. And that's why Lamai Sarashi, they've named my lost room. He says there were Edim there. There were Edim. There was always Edim. Right? There was always Edom. And even in the first stage of the Gemara. What did the Gemara ask? Like you said, Avram, we read the Tisus, right? Even if what? Rashi and Tisus say. We said, what do we say in Rashi and Tisus? We said, even if he sees that she's Mazan, it's a zero. Why is 1A not enough? Because to take away a woman from her husband is davar shebir. Again, on the first stage of the Gemara, remember at the beginning of Shir Pinchas, we said Rashi and Tosfos said even if he saw herself, it would be a zero because you need 2 aid. You need 2 aid. What do you mean you need 2 aid? Create this through the zona. The Teretz is what zona is eid echad. That's when it's not lo tzi mi baila. We accept an eid echad. The Rambam of the Sanhedrin. When you talk about motzi la baila, that's a davar shebir. Plus the fact that he's just calling that his rape is tuma, and that tuma is causing a davar shebir. Okay. That's the Chiddush Lamaisa, the Avne Miluim wants to say. Simen Mem Vav Sivkon Hei. That's how the Avne Miluim answers that Kasha. The Nesivis asked the Kasha, Pinchas, the Beis Yaakov, on Rashi Taisus, but he gives the answer Lamaisa according to what? According to the Avne Miluim. According to the Avne Miluim, the Teretz is very good. So that's in the beginning of the Gemara. Okay? Please, guys, get that down. I wanted to finish it in the beginning of the Gemara. We said, according to Rashi Taisus, even if he sees it's a zero. What do you mean? Erech is not enough? Send enough to for a zone and not least to Labila. To most use of Mibila, you need 2 aid is double Shabir. Okay. Also.
Only nafkamina of someone being a zona as well as she moved to a coin?
Yeah. Halacha lamaisa. If she's, yeah. Mm-hmm. If it's not a Surah Labila. Not married.
So that would mean that if the man was a Kohen and he saw his wife being a zona, then Taka, she would be.
No, because the stipla says if it's called Tuma, you need 2 aid. Ashish Yisrael, that's Nensa. That's is a surah coin is tuma, so that's Ashes coin rather is tuma. So that's why the stipler says you're always going to need 2 aid. Okay.
Okay, fine. But if you don't say like meaning if you
it's
say
it's just an own right, you don't add right. That's why. Yeah, you're right. That's why we're adding the stipler svara. Very good. Okay. Next nakuda, let's get okay. And then I want to get. We got to get to this kinu and stirum lineter. Okay, let's get to it now. I don't know if we're going to get to. I want to though. What did the Gemara mean when it said, after it's all said and done, Lafia Maskona, Gabi? What's Rebbe Lozer's statement? Yes? You got that, Clore? What's Rebbe Lozer's statement in the end? Yes? Ellie, you got it? What does Kamaisha Shahaya mean then? What does Kamaisha Shahaya? The Chitema Maisha Shahaya. Who's saying that? Is Rabbi Lazar saying that? Who said v'chitema ma'ishashayim neshamim la asrua? Who's saying that? Machloikis. I gave it to Rashba. The Rashba says b'feirish that this is all a hemshech of Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lazar saying, if you want to tell me why is the David HaMelech not usher to her, there's Raglaim the Dover, she should be usher even the David, Teretz says he raped her. So the Rashba says it's all a continuation of Rebbe Lazar. The Ra'ah and the Ritva argue, and they say that it's the Gemara saying it. The Gemara is being mazur. Don't ask a kash Rebbe Lazar why wasn't she David HaMelech asked about Sheva. There was Ra'ah Ryan Ladover like Pesach Basuch. Teretz said that she was raped or he divorced her. Okay, so I want you to get that out and read the Gemara. Was that a Hemshech or Rebbe Lazar? Machlokes Rashba says a Hemshech. The Ritva and Ra'ah say no. But what does the phrase of Kamaisha Shahayu mean? What does it mean? So it's an amazing Chassam Sofer. Please get it. Chassam Sofer says there's only 2 stories in Tanakh that fit the bill here. All of Tanakh. What are the 2 stories? About David and Bathsheba and Achashverosh with Mordechai. Rosh Chodesh Adar is coming up. Chassam Sofer says like this. He says, Rabbi Lazar was referring to 2 Maisim, not just David and Bathsheba. He was referring to Achashverosh and Mordechai. Mordechai and Achashverosh and Esther. In what sense? There are 2 halachas. To aser a woman, you need kinu and stira edim or pesa pasuach. Correct? So this could split out to be a heter and an iser. So halacha lamaisa, from the story of Bathsheba, since it was a rape, she's muteris to him because there was no kinu and stira. Mele, she's muter to David. She would have been muter to Uriah, she's muter to David. So the raya of the heter is from what? The raya for the heter is from David and Bathsheba from the lack of having kinu and stira. What's the raya of iser? From Achashverosh kasher avadati avadati that tevavim and alf and megillah. Esther says, "I'm going into Baratzon." She's done. She's married to Mordechai. I'll take her labas and labayas. Gemara Megillah held that they were married. She was the niece of Mordechai. They were married. Once she went in Baratzon, all the previous time she was raped. Now she went in Baratzon, that fits what we said earlier in Shir. You know, going into the melech, right? Because all the first times he forced her to come in. The second time she did it paratzo. So what's the isser? What's the isser? You bring a raya from her that she shiravati, she was also al piatzma, midin shavya nafshe. Not outs the man, outs her. She assered herself. Pesa bachzuz kishneim, outs the woman here. The woman was basically saying she's assering herself. She went baratzel. Pesach basuach kshneidim. So when it says, what'd you say? She's asking herself.
Yeah, so you know the most of her shenar shalom.
I mean, how could she ask herself on Mordechai, you mean? I mean, we said he can't do shavi nafshe mefkiyah from the Baal. Gemara Nedarim, we said. Ran in the Darim. It's a good kasha.
Didn't we just say
it's a good kasha, Daniel. What'd you say?
To a king, you couldn't say no, so.
Right, but here she asked to come in, Johnny. She's asking to come in. That's baratzel. So that's Pesach Pasuah Kishneinim Dami. So Daniel's saying, Shavi Nafshe can't mafkiya. The woman, we say, can't mafkiya because she can't divorce him. He can divorce her. It's a good time. It's a good cash. I hear you. The whole Kiddush of the Chassam Sofer is Mechudesh because Kamai Shashaya, Pashup Shanagor is only Dabin about Sheva. Doesn't mean also what. But okay, Mishinichlis Adar. Okay, we got it. We got a Purim Shtikl in there, okay? But Daniel's asking good. Why should that be good? Why should that be good? She shouldn't be able to mafkia. I would say to you, Daniel, he's not arguing. You know what I mean? The only time you say the Rana and the Dharma is when he's disputing that. If she wakes up one morning, a married woman says she was mezana, we don't believe her. She can't mafkia. But here he said go into her. You understand what I'm saying? He said go into Achashverosh. He was masking to her. So therefore it's not a problem.
So then he's doing the shot.
Yeah.
Okay, together. You're right. Together they were doing it. Together they were doing it. So you're right. It's not really that she was doing it. Together. Together. It's not going to be a problem because he's mafki. He's letting the shibud go. Yes, Pinchas, go ahead.
If Mordechai told her to go in, why can't we call it ones b'tzad that Mordechai forced her to go in?
Yeah, he didn't force. He wasn't. He didn't.
He
you know.
He told her to go in.
Right, but he so was. That's not an ones. She still had her own choice. You know what I mean? He's not. You can't. It's hard. He's not forcing her to be.
Can you compare Mordechai to Malchus though?
It's Pashas not. Pashas not. It's only the din the melech. Pashas the din melech. You're saying she was corrupt, but she did that out of revolution. She wanted to save Klal Yisrael, Boshim Shah. So you're right, but I wouldn't say it was an onus because she wanted to do it. They discussed it. She said she wanted to talk with him. They discussed it. She went in out of her own volition. So I wouldn't call it an onus. Okay, good. Very good. So that's what I want you to get that Chassam Sofer. Okay. Now let's get to the following Nakuda, and then we could start the... We didn't do Alachi the last Tuesday either. Okay, but I want to get to this. Oh. Lamaisa. There's something amazing comes out from Maskanas of Gemara. What did Gemara say? That she was raped. First answer. Okay? We said that wasn't right. She just would. When the Melech commands you, that's the story. Let me ask you a question now. Okay? What is the statement of Rebbe Elazar? Yosef, what's the statement of Rebbe Elazar? Ain ish neseres al ba'al al iske kinyin v'stira. And what do you bring a raya from? From the story of David HaMelech, there was no kinyin v'stira in the male, she wasn't usher. Yes? Let me ask you guys a question. What on earth riot is this? She was raped. You're trying to bring a riot that she's mutter because there's no kinyan stira? The reason why she's mutter is because she was raped. Once you get to the maskanas of Gemara, the first teretz of the Gemara, what kind of statement is Rebbe Elazar saying? Ain isha neser asal ba'ala el iske kinyan stira. And if there's shnei edim, and if there's an edacha with kinyan stira or petzim zuk shnei edim, the reason why she's mutter at the end of the day is because she was raped. So what raya mi maisha shahaya? The maisha shahaya shows zero. Yeah, what's the raya to Gemara? What does Rebbe Elazar say? Rebbe Elazar says, let's get the kashin. Ritva asked this kashin. I gave you. What raya is there from maisha shahaya that the only way you can ask for the husband on the woman is through kinyan stira? And you mean a raya in Maisha Shaya?
They're going to have him in Maisha Shaya.
No. That's why I asked you. What's the Maskanas of Gemara? What's the Maskanas of Gemara?
Maisha Shaya is not applicable. It's just answering what.
No, that was a statement of Rebbe. You can't just scratch it from the Gemara.
Why, in Maskana you can.
No, it's Maisha Shaya. It's a statement. Hachikomer. Any should necessarily buy a bedecha of a shin and aid him. The Kenyan stira feel bedecha, nami, piska shush and aid him. But he said it was Maisha Shaya also.
Yeah, but look at Rashi. Rashi said you wanted to put a gzera shava, dover mi mama. No.
What do you mean?
That's what Kenan.
Dover mama mamas. You need dover mama mamas. You need two aid in Lamaisa. Two Edom. Two Edom are Mizana. Two Edom don't need Kinyan Sphere. That's all Rashi quoted there. No?
Yeah, so what's the Brit for these questions?
Kashas, where is the story of Maisha Shahya relate to Rabbi Elazar's dinim? Maisha Shahya is proving something. What? Proving the fact there's no kinyan and stira.
Yeah.
After it's all said and done, you can't just forget about the Maisha.
Well,
what was Rabbi Elazar utilizing the Maisha for? That's what I'm asking. Once you say she was raped, that's why she's mutter. Has nothing to do with whether there's kinyan and stira.
That
was in the Havamina.
No, that was in the end.
No, that's in the Kashim. Name lo asrua.
No,
right. Pesach kishnei einim dami. But she was raped.
Well, that was
I'm saying all these rules don't apply once you say she's raped.
Okay,
what are you proving from the
Maisa?
I understand, but what are you proving from the Maisa? We thought you're proving from the Maisa there's no kinyan stira. There's no kinyan stira, that's why it was mutter. The reason why she's mutter is because he raped her. Not because there was no kinyan stira.
If there was kinyan stira and she got raped, she would still be aser.
What'd you say?
If there was kinyan stira and it was ones, she would still be aser.
Well, let's see. Let's see, Gabi. It could be. But I want you to understand Akasha. You're in the right direction. Everyone here at Akasha? How does Maisa Shira Rabbi Elazar prove anything? You follow what I'm saying? Okay. That's the Ritva's Kashas. The Ritva says the following. A lot like Gabi said, that we believe them, that it was bonus, because there was no kinyan and stira. Because if there were kinyan and stira, forget about it. They're not believed it was a rape. Because they're a glein ladover. It's exactly what Gabi wanted to say. Excellent. And that's what Rabbi Elazar says. In an eseris, kafanas Rabbi Elazar, in an eseris, that will be kinyan and stira, the raya mimaisa shahaya, because there was no kinyan and stira, and therefore you can make a claim onus. And the Marashah says that was the kafana of Elazar. Ain't it necessary to kinyan and stira? Meaning that in the case of kinyan and stira, not kosher, there was a rape. Because the story of David HaMelech and Bathsheba, there was no kinyan and stira, therefore we claim it was a rape. And the other teretz is that it was a get. That's not the lashon of Elazar. The Gemara is saying that it's on its own, and it's becholik on Rabbi Elazar. So the Ritva says exactly what you were saying, Gabi. The teretz of the Gemara is, Johnny, you got me? Is that kinyan stira, you don't have a claim of a rape. That's what it means. But if you what? Dovin about Shema, since there was no kinyan stira, the claim of rape is a good claim. Otherwise, you couldn't claim onus. You following Pinchas? That's the teretz of the Gemara. That's the goof of the Maskanas of Gemara. So that's the Ritva wants to say. Comes along the Marashoya, and the Marashoya says different. Please get it. The Marashoya says, shot, as follows. Amazing. You know what the Marashah says? He says, Dafka the Havamin of the Gemara. The Marashah says, Dafka the Havamin of the Gemara, you need Kinyu and Stira. Halacha l'maisa. And even if what? Even if it's the Yadua Shenibel, it's only Aser Be'edim. Therefore, what is Kamaisha Shahaya? The Maisa wasn't Nesar, and there was no Kinyu and Stira. So therefore, Maisha Shahaya is you bring a Raya from the Maisa, there was no Kinyu and Stira, and she's not Aser. That's the Havamin. But what's the Maskana? It's kind of like you guys were saying. What's the maskana, Marshos? Once you said Pesach Basuach Kishnei Edom Dami, then what's the din? You could say Kamash Shaya that she was Asur with Pesach Basuach. Where we know for sure it was Bia, if you would have known it was Bia for sure, and the Maisa Taka wasn't Asur because it was an Onus, but an Ofanacher below Onus, it would be Asur. You follow what I'm saying? Again, says the Marshah, you know what the maskana is? Pesach Basuach Kishnei Edom Dami. She really should be Asur. The only reason why she's mutter is because why? It's because it was a rape. But if it wasn't a rape, Taka would be Aser. That fits well with the Rashba. That's all a continuum of Rebbe Elazar. Rashba says it's all a continuum of Rebbe Elazar. Rebbe Elazar is saying this whole shtick of Torah. And he's saying, Mimaisa Shahaya means, what do we ask? Mimaisa Shahaya means, Pesach B'Zu Shnei Edom would Aser? Because it's like what Shnei Edom, I mean, unless what? Unless it was an onus. But if it wasn't an onus, Yutaka would be Aser. And that's all a continuum of Rebbe Elazar. What's the problem with this Marshal? What's the problem with this Marshal, guys? So the Pnei Yeshua asks on the Marshal, he says, 1 second. If you know for sure they had Bia, what do you need a riot from the Maisa? If they be a Marshal? You have to bring a Marshal to Maisa? That Kavanas Rebbe Elazar is that what? Ain't Sarach Lavi Marshal Mi Maisa Shahaya? Meshukach pirusha kavanas of lozer shenishin neses avala the yuchud levado elim can I yuchud adi stir shachar kinui. He says, or you need two aidim. The Pnei Yoshua is bothered by this marshal. He says, what do you have to tell me this for? If Pesach b'chzuach is kishnei aidim dami, that's it. You don't need any stories. Done. Pesach b'chzuach kishnei aidim dami. You know what I mean? What do you need a story? Oh, Pesach b'chzuach kishnei aidim dami, and in the story of Maisa Batsheva, she would have been Esther, but it was a rape. It's weird, no? You understand what I'm saying? You have to say, oh, and theoretically, she would have been us. It wasn't an onus. When you bring stories as proofs, it's, you don't bring stories as theory. Oh, in that story, if that guy was wearing an orange hat, you know what I'm saying? You know, it doesn't read well. That's the Pnei Yoshua and the Marshal. You understand what I'm saying, Daniel? Pesach was just ate him, domi. Oh, and because it was an onus, it's mutter. If it wasn't an onus, it would have been us. That's a pella. That's a pella, lemaisa. He's, because of that, you have to say it. Ofen avada nivla. You don't have to bring a maisa mishal maisa shahaya. Okay. So what is the, what does he argue? So I want you to get this. He argues the only way you can do it is with yichud, kinui and stira, or ofen that it was a maisa shahaya. There was a davar mechur. What's a davar mechur? What's a davar mechur? Disgusting. Davar mechuar. A disgusting act. Meaning two. It was like two aiden. She got pregnant at that time, and Uriah was not in the house. Uriah was not in the house. So halacha lemaisa, what do we say? That since they had yichud at that time, we assume they got aser. We assume there was an iser. Since they had yichud at that time, we assume there was an iser. So I want you to get this down. The Rama writes in Simin Dalin, Sifya Dalin. How long does it take for a woman to give birth, pregnant? How many months? 9 months. Let's say a woman has 12 months. Is it possible to have 12 months? Very improbable. But the Rama says, based on the Gemara, that it's possible. So if you have a situation where a husband went away a year ago and she gave birth a year later, he hasn't been back once, we assume that he's the father of the child. It's a Beferish Ramasim and Dalit Sifya Dalit. We say that the child stayed in utero for 3 extra months. But that's if you have no... That's if you have no what? That's if you have no sphakis. That's if you have no sphakis. You have no sphakis at all. If there's a Dover Mechur, then what? Then you can assume it was the guy that was Miyachid with her.
What would be the Dover Mechur?
The story of David HaMelech. David HaMelech, we know everyone knew she, he had Yichud with him. He was the father. If she never had yichud with another man, you could assume she had a baby in utero for a year. The husband is away for a year, and the child was born a year later. We assume he's the father of the child, the husband. He wasn't here for a year. 3 other months, it stayed extra. Unless it was a davar mechur. So what does davar mechur mean? Kinu and stira? Or mimaisha shahaya, where there was a davar mechur, where there was edim there. Edim on the yichud, or even on the biyah, let's say. Or Lamaisa, you have the Gemara and Gittin, Daniel. Lamaisa. Or maybe, which we don't really want to say like that. Who has the Gemara? The din of Beisham Edisil. So that's the Chiddush. It's a Gemara and Gittin. Let's check if we got the Shita right on Pei Aleph. Okay? So Machloik is between Beisham Edisil. On Pei Aleph and Mid Aleph, the Gemara has this machlekes. Tim Beishama and Beisilo. Oh, Beisilo Omrim. B'maikam Afligi Gittin Pei Aleph and Beis. Dik Eidi Yichud Lake Eidi Bia. Beishama is every lower mina Hened Yichud Hened Bia. Oh, get it down. I made a mistake. Beisilo is the one who holds it. Beisilo Savrei Hened Eidi Yichud Hened Eidi Bia. So go back to Avram's Kasha. If you had Yichud, is there a problem? Okay, it's a good question. It's Beis Hillel. So now the Teis HaRosh makes even more sense. So it's Beis Hillel Shita. Why is there a Shiloh of Kinui? Why is there a Shiloh of Kinui? Why do you need Kinui then? Well, Kinui is going to be needed to have a drink to drink this Mesota. That's for you can't drink the Mesota just with the Eidei Yichud.
Mesota, she's awesome.
No, to resolve whether she was Mizana.
If there's Eidei Yichud.
then...
Yeah, so the shaila is, do we assume they're mamish bia legabi this labal? Yeah, we got to look at that sugya again. Okay, but we got this so far. I want you to get this down. Let's summarize this as mahalo. Okay, guys, let's get it. You can't walk away from this Gemara. Hasan Bahonisha, how you learn the pshat in the Gemara? Maisha Shahaya? What do you mean Maisha Shahaya? The reason why she's mutter is because it was a rape. Not because it was no kinu in stira. That was the kasha. What the Ritva answer, like Gabi said, that if there's kinu in stira, onus doesn't help you. Onus only helps you if there's no kinu in stira. One answer. What was the Marsha's answer? What was the Marsha's answer? What we say for the Marsha? Who someone say? When we say Pesach Basuach is Kishnei Eidim Dami, Lamaisa, we say you would be usher theoretically in the story if it wasn't for the fact it was a rape. Frech the Pinyoshua, come on, you don't need a story for that. It was Vadai Nivola, what do you need a story for? You know what I mean? So the Pinyoshua says it means that you need Kinuin Stira, or that there was a Dover Mechuar, an ugly matter, like the story of David and Batsheva, where there was a Yichud. We can presume that there was a Bia. Because in the Ramos case, if there's no guy around for a year, we assume it was the husband. If there was another guy that was around, we assume it was him. That's how the Pnei Yeshua wants to read the Gemara. That's what we saw in Maisha Shahaya. Maisha Shahaya showed a Dover Mechur. So you have three pshat in it. Either like the Ritva, that Kinu and Stira works, if it does not allow Onus to be Mutter. Onus only a Heter if there's no Kinu and Stira, like the Ritva. Like the Bar Shoya, that Pesach Zushchenenim, if it would be Usher, if it wasn't for an onus with like the story of Pnei Yeshua, well, you need a story for that. If you know for sure it's Usher, it's Usher. Teretz is a Dover Mechur, like the story of Dover HaMelech. Okay, we got this clear? Okay. Let's get to the following now, okay? We got to make up two now in Halacha, because last Tuesday also. But I want to get to this, we'll begin this, in the beginning of Shir tomorrow, Blinetter, we'll continue upon this Mahalach, and then we got to go Viking. We got to turn the Amud base. But I want you to get this down. Let's start it now. How do we view Kinyu and Stira? How do we view it? What is Kinyu and Stira? Are they just barometers of investigations of a Metzius? It's like private investigators. It's like the FBI, CIA. If there were two on the Kinyu and two on the Stira, there's a raglaim ledover, you bet your bottom dollar she's a suffix sota, and therefore what she has to drink the may sota, suffix sota, kinuin stira, is it as totally b'mitzias, and the mitzias looks bad, the mitzias looks really bad, this woman had kinuin stira, or do you say no, that it's a din, it's a chalois, that a woman that has had kinyan stira is a chalois. We're not measuring what? We're not measuring metziuses. A woman that has had kinyan stira, she's in trouble. She's a suffix sota. She's also her husband. She can't have yichud with her husband. Mishnah sota development Rav mentioned yesterday. You go with two tamei chachamim. He has to take up two tamei chachamim. Is it measuring metzius or is it a chalois din? You follow this? These are two distinct approaches, Shalom, to view Kinu and Stira. Oh. Everyone have the packet? Let's take a look. Zach, go ahead. The Gemara says, pass this back, okay? Go ahead. Pass this back, go ahead. See the Gemara in Yevamos, Chavtal and Mebez. Go ahead. Chav Tal and Mebez. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah. Please keep on the packet for tomorrow. Nisanya?
What does it say? Rochel?
Rochel means a spice man. A peddler that sells spices. No, again, Nisanya?
Nisanya, Rochel Yosef, Ve'isha Chugeres Besinar.
A Rochel, a spice man, leaves a married woman's house, and she's girding her belt on her skirt. After he leaves the house. What's the din? The din is, it's Rochel Yoitze, and the halacha is that what? She has to what? It's considered to be what? It's considered to be a terrible thing, and the halachas states it. Read the Rashi. Rocho. Go ahead, Rocho. Mocher besomim, lenoshim. So spices or perfumes, liskashit behen, in order to have jewelry with them. Go ahead. Dress up in them. Go ahead. The husband comes home, sees her what? Putting her belt on her skirt, besinar. Go ahead. Mechuar adover, it's a disgusting matter. Oh, so what does this mean? What does the Rocho have to do? What happens in this case? So the Pashup Shad Rashi is that what? Is that he's got a divorcer. The husband has to divorce her. Look at the top, look at the Tyson where I underline. Guys, get this? Go ahead. I'm a Rebbe.
I'm a Rebbe.
Tate it. It's disgusting, this matter. The Gemara says in the last line, since it's a disgusting act, Tate it. What is Tate going on? What is Tate going on? Who is Tate going on? So what does Rashi say? The husband's got a divorcer. There was no Raya. There was no Kinui. There was no Stira. Zuck Taisus. Go ahead, Zach. I'm a Rebbe. No, you gotta read the Dibra Maskel. I'm a Rebbe.
I'm a Rebbe. The Tese Miruchel Im Nisas Udachel.
No, I'm a Rebbe. Hoyl Mechuar Adover Tese.
Oh, oh.
The Dibra Maskel. Read the Dibra Maskel. Go ahead.
Hoyl Mechuar Adover Tese.
Omer a bit of time.
The Tese Miruchel Im Nisas Udachel Hosugia Iri Benitan. Dein Lomar Tese Minhad.
Baal.
You are Baal to aim.
Isha Naseris.
Isha Naseris Obala.
El Ayidei.
El Ayidei. Kino Vistira.
O Shadera Yeru.
O Shiru Dera. Minafin.
Oh, there it is. Guys, let's get this down. Rocho Yotze. I heard this many years ago from Rabbi Tursky Shlita. Many years ago. Avram, you got this? Yavam is Chavtawa to Mibes. Rocho Yotze. What is Rochel Yotze from? Rochel Yotze from the house. The Gemara says since it's a Mechura Adover, Rebbe says, Tetzi, disgusting matter, Tetzi. Tetzi from who? Rashi says from the husband. Tetzi, Minabal. He's got a divorcer. Rabbi Natan says that's ridiculous. There was no Kinyu in Stira. He didn't warn her not to be alone with this peddler of spices. He didn't warn her once. You can't create this Labila. Therefore, Tosfos says what? We're cautious that he was bowl her, and then when the husband divorced her or died, he can't marry her because maybe he was bowl her. Sura Labal, Sura Laboil.
But that sounds like the Bishmo.
So Tosfos Tetzei mean what? What does Tetzei mean? Mean ha? Bowl, if in the event he marries her. What is this Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos love this all about? What is the Machlokes Alumnus? You guys tell me.
What Kinu and Stira is.
Ah, go ahead, Johnny. Talk. Go ahead. If Kinu and Stira is what?
We did.
If it's a Chalosh Din, you have to have it. Rabbeinu Tam yells at Rashi, didn't have Kinu and Stira. So you can't tell me he has to divorce her. So therefore what? Halacha L'maisa, it's a Din, right? Tysus holds it's a Din. What's Pshat and Rashi? No, Johnny, finish it up.
Rashi says,
Kinyan Stira are just barometers right. to investigate was she Mizana. She's girding her belt. Isn't that enough of a barometer? Kinyan Stira are just examples to what to investigate it. Rashi's of the opinions, Tully Mitzias. So Rav Tursky wanted to say, and please get it, we'll see it tomorrow at the beginning of the year, please keep the packet, that Rebbe Kivager in the Chuvis holds its Mitzias. Reb Chaim holds, which I gave you in the packet, holds its what? A din. He wanted to say the machlokes Rebbe Kivager and Reb Chaim. As to whether Kinyan Stira is a measure of mitzias, or is it a chalois din, is the same machlokes Rashi Rabbeinu Tam here. You follow me, Shem? That's kufu the machlokes. This speaks to the heart and core of what Kinyan Stira is. Are they just investigators measuring Metzias, or is it a Chalois Halach? You following Pinchas? That Gufa was the Machlokish Rashi and Taisa when you say Rocho Yaitse. Who's it Yaitse from? Who's it Taitse from? Rabbeinu Tam says, can't be from the husband, there's no Kinyan Stira. Rashi says yes, because Kinyan Stira are just examples to measure Metzias. Here this is a disgusting thing. So we have to see a few other nafkaminas about the Kinyan Stira. About how to view the lumdis of Kinui and what in Kinyan Stira. And then we got to go now weiter in the Gemara. Okay, we got 2 days, we got to make up a locket. We just got to finish up the sugi. Okay, everyone have a wonderful day. Taz are over. And be in touch with Daniel, okay, about the Shabbaton. Okay, everyone have a good day. Quiet, everybody. What'd you say?
It sounds like Tosis is like a big Shmuel.
Yes, right here. Tosis is like the Beis Shmuel.
Yeah,
you mean
Beis Shmuel holds that.
Totally in Mitzias? A good day.
Also,
what'd you say?
Also the bowl, also the ball, right? So why?
No, Rashash, even if he doesn't believe her, he's awesome. Right? That's what the Rashash said.
So the Beis Shmuel.
Yes.
Yeah,
good day, Yossi. Good day, Ezra. Yeah. What do you say?
That Beis Shmuel.
The Beis Shmuel, and it works. Have a good day. Very good, Amy. You're having the Ripper's answer. Feel better, Jacob.
Against the,
make sure you drink liquids. You mean that you flip against the dog of Rebava? Why do you say that?
Because why else would she be usher? Meaning.
Good day. Good to see you. Good day, Adam. Good day, Shalom.
And you're in Stira is a. Is a
is
din.
An investigator, you mean?
Meaning if it's if it's a din, then yes, she's gonna be ushered to the bowl. The only way for her to be ushered to the bowl is if she's also gonna be ushered to the bach. Meaning unless you go
no, the Beis Shmuel had it the opposite. If you're ushered to the bowl, you're also
right,
ushered to the bach.
Exactly. So it must be that he's going along with that.
Who Tysus you mean?
Yeah.
Well Tysus says no, Tysus says
you're
doesn't have to divorce her.
If the event,
you're usher to the ball, but it doesn't, you're not usher to the ball.
Oh, to return.
You're not usher to the ball. In the event he divorces her, if he dies, have a good day. In the event he divorces her, he dies, and then he can never marry her. But he doesn't have to divorce her according to Ben Tam.
So according to Ben Tam, what's this thing based on?
What's this thing based on?
Yeah.
Maybe like.
It's not based on Kinyan Stira.
No, it's based on like Pesach Pesuah. I guess it's like based on Pesach Pesuah.
I don't know. It's a very strange din. Like
we assume he was polar, so like we're superimposing a Pesach Pesuah on it. You're right.